If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
On the map, WGN Radio gives insight and explores unique exotic vacation destinations all over the world. On the map, from Miami to Santorini. Plan your next adventure on the map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, welcome in everybody to a special 90-minute edition of On the Map. We are exploring Wisconsin supper clubs. Wisconsin supper clubs started as taverns, resorts, and dance halls where fried chicken and perch were served along with a beer. Eventually, these places transformed their food and decor, and as a result, the classic menu we know and love came into being. Friday night fish fries, Saturday prime ribs, Sunday broasted chicken, and so much more. Plus, relish trays, cheese and crackers at the bar, and undisputed hand-muddled brandy or whiskey old-fashioned. Now, however, it's not only the food that draws people back. Plenty of nostalgia served up with each visit. Memories of dressing up for supper and having your first kiddie cocktail, or celebrating a special event. Now, Ron Faola has written countless books, including Wisconsin Supper Clubs, an old-fashioned experience, Wisconsin Supper Clubs, Another Round, The Story and Illustrated History with Relish. Ron's a photographer, filmmaker on the subject, and if you're talking supper clubs, you don't want to talk to anybody else. Ron is the expert. Welcome in, Ron. How are you?
Hey, Dave. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. So, you know, getting back to, like, the beginnings of the supper club, I know they say maybe supper clubs were born maybe in London, England in the late 19th century, but by the 50s and 60s, it was a phenomenon here in the Midwest, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the heyday of the supper club. Pretty much all the places you went to for dinner had supper club on their shingle all across the United States.
Well, and not only that, but, you know, there was a guy, you know, they're mostly concentrated, right, in upper Midwestern states of Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, Illinois, and Iowa. But the very first one in the U.S. was established in Beverly Hills, but by a Wisconsin guy, and that was Lawrence Frank, right?
Well, unfortunately, no.
No? Tell me the story.
No. So I debunked that myth in my third book, The Wisconsin Supper Club Story. Lawrence Frank was from Milwaukee. He did move to L.A., but he did not open the first supper club. What he did do was he opened Lowry's, the prime rib, in 1938, and that definitely wasn't the first supper club at all. So, like you said, the first supper clubs were started in London, and they kind of made their way to New York City in the 1890s. And what I consider the first supper club in the United States opened in 1895 in New York, and it was just called the Supper Club. Unfortunately, they were only open for a couple months because they were a bunch of rich kids, and they made so much noise all night.
Wow.
They got shut down. So.
Got it. What does an establishment have to call themselves a supper club, Ron?
Well, you know, I always say a Wisconsin supper club because it's real different now. If you go around the United States, there's pop-up supper clubs in the South, or there's monthly supper clubs where you go to somebody's house, and you have to be a member. And so there's all different types of descriptions of supper clubs now. So when you say Wisconsin supper club, that's the Midwestern American cuisine. You have drinks at the bar and then are seated, and you'll have steaks, chops, seafood. Sometimes a relish tray. They don't do it as much as they used to because people weren't eating relish trays or the vegetables, and so it was kind of waste of food. And now the trend is they're starting to charge you $15-$20 for a relish tray. So if you get a free one, make sure you eat it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I was going to say the Duck Inn in Delavan, I think theirs is $1 or $2 or $3. I mean, it's really, they're charging pretty much to set it on the plate for you. But, you know, when you get it, you're absolutely right. Eat. I remember those back in the day, too, even in the 70s and 80s with my folks going out to dinner. And it was just starting to go out. But there was always pickled fish in there and maybe some chopped liver. But it was always, you know, your traditional vegetables and some ranch, right?
Sure, just something healthy to eat while you're trying to pick out the largest steak you can handle.
That's right. That's right. What piqued your interest in all this, Ron? Like, how did this all start for you?
I've been going to supper clubs all my life, and I did a fish fry movie in 2009 when the economy had collapsed the year before and all my corporate work disappeared. So I went around and visited some fish fries during Lent, and that became popular. And then I was looking for a supper club fish fry to put in the movie and realized supper clubs are a whole nother topic that hadn't been covered before. So I just went right out and went around the state and did 14 supper clubs. And not only did it appear on PBS in Milwaukee, but it was licensed nationwide. So it was actually being shown all across the country. And I was getting emails from all over of people that either used to live here or visit Wisconsin and say, oh, we love supper clubs.
Well, Ron, you are the man. We're talking to Ron Faola. He's WisconsinSupperClubs.com is his website where you can explore some more.
Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, we are talking to Ron Faola. WisconsinSupperClubs.com is his website where you can explore some more about the over 250 supper clubs in the Badger State. So, you know, you mentioned it all started, Ron, with this 2011 documentary, Wisconsin Supper Clubs. The film was a big hit, PBS, as you say, and in the response to the film was a book on the same name, then a second one and a third one. How long did it take you, Ron, to put together a list of what you consider legitimate supper clubs to feature in both the documentary and all the books?
Yeah, for the documentary, it was a little more difficult because back then not too many supper clubs had internet presence so much, either a website or a Facebook page or something. And but I did compile a list, and my criteria then was only to visit supper clubs just serving supper. If they were doing lunch, it was okay, but I didn't feature them. And so I kept that list going, and it helped because then when I did the book, I went from 14 to we put 50 in the first book and then 50 in the second. So I had a much larger list and a lot more places to choose from.
Now, have you visited every place that you put in the book so far? In the books?
Oh, yeah.
You have? Okay. Okay. Yeah.
And even more. So there's some that didn't make it, and some that I visited and then they had a fire and closed or, you know, something like that. So I've been to probably 150, 170 supper clubs.
Wow. Okay. Well, that makes me feel really, I did in the last 12 years, a friend of mine and I have explored mostly the mid and southern parts of Wisconsin of supper clubs. And I've probably been only to 25 or 30, but pretty good, right?
Yeah,
it's pretty good. What are some of the first ones in your memory or early on that you visited, maybe even visited as a kid that you remember that are still around today?
Oh, well, a couple are gone. We lived in Greendale, and actually I live here still in a suburb of Milwaukee, and there was Clifford's Supper Club in Hale's Corners, which is still going, Ray Bustler's, and the Rafters. And the Rafters was, my dad loved going there because he knew that the legend was that Frank Sinatra was friends with the family and he would hang out there. And my dad was always hoping to run into Sinatra.
That's awesome.
Point.
Uh-huh.
We'd dress up and go there, you know?
Okay. Yeah, that was a thing too. Like, I mean, it was all about the family celebrations, getting dressed up, having your first kitty cocktail. I mean, it was kind of a rite of passage, obviously as an adult, to take the family there, but for the kids too. Like, my kids love doing the supper club scene because they've done it with me.
Yeah, and you know, we behaved better because we were dressed up. That's
true.
We were being little adults, you know?
Yeah, very, very true. Do you have a list of the top three or five supper clubs which you believe really, truly define the genre? Like, if you were to say, somebody came to you and said, I need five places in Wisconsin, I don't care where in Wisconsin I go, what would be those five places and what makes each of them special to you?
Well, I think the top of the list, you got to go to a Schnalla in the Dells because it's quite an experience. You're overlooking a Mirror Lake, which is a no-wake lake, and the building is incredible. They have four bars. There's an appetizer kitchen, and there's always a wait for a table. But with the bars and the appetizer kitchen, you can still get food and drinks. And it's actually fun to kind of bar hop at Ishinala.
Right. Yeah, right.
And there's a beach bar, too.
Yeah.
And that's definitely a must-visit place. As far as other, like the Hobnob, I was just there last night in Racine. And, you know, you're overlooking Lake Michigan. There's a beautiful mid-century dining room. You know, the building's from 1954. And delicious food and great cocktails and a wonderful lake view.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I would say, go up north maybe. Let's pick a... You know what? Repke's in Chilton is a really nice family-run supper club with some German specialties.
Okay, okay.
That people really enjoy. And a big salad bar. And they get rave reviews for that. And to me, the salad bar is the new relish tray because people are seeking out salad bars more than the relish trays because there's a lot more to pick from a salad bar.
Sure, absolutely. The old fashioned, the Friday night fish fries and the relish trays, as you said before, I think that really says supper club to me. And, you know, you also break out on the website, WisconsinSupperClubs.com, by five different regions. You do the Northwest, the North Central, Northeast, Southwest, and Southeast. Where would you say the most heavily concentrated supper clubs on these maps are located?
Actually, I just did this the other day. I was updating the site, and the Northeast has 82, and the North Central has 68. So if you combine those two, they're right next to each other. That's a lot of supper clubs to pick from.
Yeah.
But the other ones are like about 50 each. So there's a lot. I was up to 293 the last time. And some of the places in there are supper club-ish, but I still list them because people like to go, and they still have the old fashions and the steaks and prime rib and fish fry and so on. So,
let me tell you what supper clubs we have coming up on the show. We've got the Dell Bar in Wisconsin Dells, of course, Ishinala. Bob's going to join us once again. The Duck Inn in Delavan, the Hobnob, as you just mentioned, in Racine. And there's, if you haven't been there yet, I have to tell you about this one, Ron. There's a Village Supper Club that used to be open in Delavan. It's been closed for a few years, and they tore it down, spent $11 million on this place. Gorgeous views, very vintage, retro-looking inside in Delavan. Have you seen it yet?
I've been there. They invited me to their soft open. And
Smart, so by the way. Smart, yeah.
Yeah, so it was... Nice. I went with Chico Pope, who used to own the Buckhorn Supper Club in Milton, and a couple from Zion, Illinois, that are big Supper Club fans, and we had a good time there. And the architecture is beautiful.
I have a texter that's asking a 312 here. We're hoping that Donnie's Glidden Lodge outside of Sturgeon Bay is on the list. Do you know that one?
Oh, yeah, and they're in my latest book. And,
are they?
Donnie Zellner still comes in on Mondays to cut steaks. A lot of supper clubs cut their own steaks.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they absolutely do. Tell me about the Red Circle Inn. It's in
Nashoda.
Nashoda, yeah. And it says it's one of the oldest, 1848?
Yeah, and there's also the Wilmot Stage Stop that claims to be 1848 as well. So they can duke it out, but... Red Circle Inn. They just did a big renovation there, and they're pushing more of the same, you know, identifying more as a supper club than they used to with the new owners. And actually, I'm doing a presentation there, I think in October, November for the Oconomowoc Historical Society. So I'm looking forward to that.
Which you do a lot of that, and you can find it on your website as well. Lisa mentioned to me, and actually Lou Manfredini this morning mentioned to me, the Butterfly Club. You know, I always look at coming from Chicago. I don't mind doing a quick night trip and going to a supper club and then coming home. But they both love this Butterfly Club. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, Mike and Hector Sala do a great job there, and they have the family works there, and I've been there so many times. Great food, great drinks, but they also have live music that you can dance to. They have a dance floor and on Friday and Saturday, so that's pretty rare. I mean, supper clubs in the 50s and 60s, that was more of part of the supper club experience, was entertainment and dancing.
Sure. Absolutely. By the way, you mentioned the Hobnob. I've been there a few times, and I usually go in the evening during the winter time. So I've never seen the views, and I went there for the first time this summer at about 5:30, 6 o'clock, just on the way home from an event. And I looked outside, and I'm like, huh, there's a lake here.
Yeah.
It's Lake Michigan. Absolutely beautiful. Well, you know, go ahead, sir.
No, I was disagreeing with you. It is beautiful, and there were a couple sailboats out yesterday. So
beautiful. WisconsinSupperClubs.com has Ron's books, documentaries, and so much more. And if you really want to do a tour of the state and start looking for places, he's got it all there to explore. Ron, thank you so much for joining us. You are the man when it comes to supper clubs, and hopefully we'll run into you at one of them soon.
Yeah, come on up. We'll go to a really great supper club together.
Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, we are talking supper clubs on a special 90-minute edition of On the Map. Now, the Del Bar, considered far and wide as one of the finest examples of a Wisconsin supper club, started out quite humbly. The year was 1943, and Jim and Alice Wimmer decided to take a big risk, buying a small existing roadside restaurant known for its char-broiled steaks. Now, that restaurant, a converted cabin with just six tables squeezed in, stood as a lone sentry along a route between the Wisconsin Dells and Baraboo, thus the name. Business at the restaurant had fallen off as World War II broke, and when the original owners lost interest, the Wimmers saw opportunity. And 75 years later and three generations, the Del Bar Supper Club is still famous for its exquisite taste and dedication to tradition. Amy Wimmer is at the helm now, and she joins us on the map. Amy, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I am great. I will tell you that I was just there a couple months ago and never had been there before, and it was a wonderful experience.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Absolutely. In fact, one of your bartenders, Andy, was a bartender at Mars Supper Club in Lake Como and greeted me when I walked in, so I did feel right at home, which is so nice when you walk into a place.
That's ironic. That's neat.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, 80 years in the making, and I was told that the new add-on you just put on in the building, it fits so well architecturally. It was like it was always there. It's beautiful.
Well, that was the goal. Thank you so much, as we wanted it to look like it had always been there and really fit in with the Frank Lloyd Wright architecture that we have. And all of our expansions over the years were heavily influenced by one of Frank Lloyd Wright's students, James Dresser.
Wow.
And no, he wasn't part of this one, unfortunately, because he passed on about 10 years ago. But we really worked hard with the, you know, architects to really bring that feel through the new entrance and bar area.
Yeah, you honored him. It looks absolutely, absolutely beautiful. So did you grow up in the business? I'm assuming as a kid you were working there?
Yes, I was. I was working here. I always was always at the front of the house, front desk, and main hostess throughout high school and college. And then I moved away, actually, and mm-hmm. got into a different industry, got into the tech industry in Colorado. And then when my father and his wife were talking about selling the restaurant about 6 years ago, it really hit me, thinking, how could that go out of our family?
Right.
You know, considering that it had been 75 years, and the thought of it going to a different family and walking through the doors again when it's not in ours was enough to bring me back.
Great. That's great. And I love that. And I love that. And a lot of Wisconsin supper clubs are family owned. And I love that it's been in your family for so long. We did the crab claw cocktail. We did, of course, an old fashioned. I had the pan fried walleye. Honestly, my experience there was as Wisconsin as it gets.
Oh, that's great. You got some of the great ones there. That's for sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are some of the other menu highlights you're proud of?
You know, all of our steaks are prime grade, which is fairly unusual in a supper club. You know, some people compare us to Chicago steakhouses, that we're equally as good as far as like our steaks are concerned, being prime grade. Mm-hmm. We've also got some other fantastic traditional items, such as our pork schnitzel, our yes. chicken cordon bleu. Our shrimp Dijon is something that we've had on our menu for, at least 50 years.
And the Friday night fish fry, of course, the prime rib on Saturdays, and the drinks, the ice cream drinks. You've got a fabulous bar as well.
Yes, definitely. We've got some great cocktails. We've got some highlighted old fashions that we do with J. Henry bourbon. You know, we've got the Wisconsinably brandy old fashioned. We've also got some really great martinis that we make. We did one for our 80th anniversary called the Jubilee, which is like a tart cherry juice, vodka, elderflower. It's excellent. We've sold lots of those since we released that last year.
Very, very cool. Your team has a legacy as well. I mean, there's folks that have been working for the family for 20, 30, almost 40 years.
Yes, it's incredible. We are so fortunate to have the staff that we do. We've got our head chef actually started here when he was 14 years old in the dish pit. Wow. And he loved the environment, and he decided to go to culinary school. And thankfully, we got him back after that. And he's really been here. He's 44 years old now, and he's been here for over 30 years. And if you look at our entire kitchen staff, we've got team members that have been here 10, 12, 20, 25 years. It's the tenure is outstanding, and we're grateful for that. We've got servers that, you know, put their entire career here for 30 years, and one that just retired, and we've got others that are at 20, 25, 30 years. You know, we're very, very fortunate for that.
Well, it's great, and it speaks a lot to you and your family as well to have a team there for that long, but it also, they're familiar faces to your guests and your customers.
Yeah.
And it also provides you with a lot of consistency in what you're presenting to your customers as well.
Absolutely. And that's the most important for us, is the consistency in our quality of food and service. And, you know, we really strive for that. We've got customers that come in, say, you know, we've been coming here for 50 years and we've never had a bad meal. And that is really something that we strive for, is to provide the best of the best when it comes to, you know, the quality of our produce from local farms and our steaks and our seafood and our fish. Everything's fresh and everything is homemade.
I love that. Well, I will tell you, the building is gorgeous. The service was fabulous. The food, the cocktails, top notch. Go experience the Del Bar in the Wisconsin Dells. And for more, visit del-bar.com. Thank you, Amy. And I look forward to meeting you up there soon.
Thank you, David. We'd love to meet you too.
Let's explore some more. Back to On the Map with Dave Plyer.
All right, we are talking supper clubs on a special 90-minute edition of the On the Map. And up next is the Village Supper Club on Lake Delavan. The Brandy Alexander from the original Village Supper Club spurred Loretta and Alan Kaplan to save one of the longest continuously operating supper clubs in the state. The historic property had initially been the dining lodge of Halls Park Resort when it opened in 1882. And over the years, it evolved into different restaurants and supper clubs as different owners took over and they expanded the building. And the rest is history. The Kaplans came every summer to enjoy life on the lake just a few doors down. And in 2021, the beloved property went on sale, and the rest is history as they bought it. And it's now a beautiful new retro supper club in Wisconsin. And to share that story is Alan Kaplan. Alan, welcome in. How are you?
Great, David. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You know, I love this story. And I first read about the supper club in Forbes magazine, you know, in this legendary property was to become condos. And you and your wife said, nah, that's not going to happen, right?
That pretty much is the story. we had talked about the club for years, and we were worried that if it went on the market, that it would do exactly what the previous supper club did. It went condo. And when this came on, we decided, well, let's buy it and and go from there. And we did.
You did. You did. You put like $11 million into this place. And I'm going to tell you, you brought the architecture of this building, I mean, so much into the 21st century with such a classic retro vintage vibe with the most beautiful views on Lake Delavan.
Yes, they are. It's a great location, and I guess that location is part of the reason why the restaurant survived over 140 years.
Yeah, so. Yeah. You know, you're greeted with a beautiful outdoor fireplace that's very new, very Frank Lloyd Wright, by the way. Cathedral ceilings, floor to ceiling windows. This is probably has been such a fun project for you both to create this timeless space, right?
It has. It's been very fulfilling. It took up a couple of years of both my wife and my time, and we put a lot into it, and we had a lot of help. We had a great architectural firm, a great contracting firm, and we were very fortunate to get introduced to Rob Johnson and Zach Miller, our general manager and chef, who have been outstanding guys and have really helped us make the club not just a beautiful place, but a really nice place to go eat and drink.
Absolutely. I was going to say the bar itself is magnificent. You've got this gold cage suspension overhead showcasing the brandy and whiskey offerings. The Brandy Alexander is, of course, the specialty drink for any good supper club. Old fashions made with brandy or whiskey, sweet or sour, critical to your success. And there's two chairs in the bar that come from a very special place that not a lot of people may know about, but they're from your house, right?
Yes, they are. There's a particular restaurant downtown Chicago at the corner of Michigan and Chicago Avenues that has a fireplace. And going there in wintertime and sitting in front of that fireplace is really a special time. And we tried to replicate that at the club.
I love that. Absolutely love that. You've got the traditional relish tray with homemade green goddess dressing. Let's talk about some of your menu offerings, because you've got a great menu there.
Well, I guess my favorite, it depends on which evening I'm going there. If I'm there on a Friday night, we have a fish fry. Mm-hmm. With two offerings, bluegill or cod. They have different preparations, different flavors. They're both excellent. Saturday night, prime rib. It doesn't get any better than the prime rib at the Village Supper Club. It's really good. The rest of the evenings that we're open, I like the walleye. Mm. The walleye pike, it's our number one bestseller. We sell a lot of walleye pike, and the chef has got great recipes for all of the above. Almost every other night, I'm ordering cheese curds. Mm-hmm. Love those.
Yeah.
And for dessert, I usually gravitate to the ice cream. And we use a local Wisconsin ice cream. It's the Chocolate Shop Company, which mm-hmm. is perhaps the best ice cream in the United States, commercial. And their number one flavor is what we carry. It's Zanzibar. Deep chocolate, really good. And then last but not least, David, which a lot of people that your listeners are all going to know if they're older, we finish the meal off with a tray of Andy's candies.
Yes, you do.
Which... Yeah, most people don't know are made in Delavan, Wisconsin.
They are. And, I just learned that when I talked to you about that. I did not. It was such a nice touch on the table and so old school. And you're like, hey, they're made here, right?
They sure are. And, you know, when I was a little boy, we used to go down to Chicago, visit my grandfather. And Andy's Candies had its own store. And then I've read about it. And apparently they had 150 stores at one time. Throughout Chicago, and they're all gone, but they're still making them, and they're great. I love them.
I love it. Absolutely love it. I've got so many texters texting in. And this is the one that I'm going to highlight that says, I've been to Village Supper Club 6 times so far this summer, best supper ever. And I've got a lot more like that on decked here, too. Talk about, you know, you've got this outdoor deck to the right of the indoor space. When you walk in, you have an outdoor bar. And honestly, that and then the patio in front of the windows, I mean, some of the most beautiful views of the lake.
Absolutely. They're very nice. We got a great deck. We have a cover on it that is computerized, so when it rains, it'll close up, so you can be outside and not worry about getting wet. The outdoor area has its own bar, and we've got great servers. So your listeners should all, you know, write that down and try to get up there. Best time to go is probably Wednesday, Thursday, or Sunday. Fridays and Saturdays are booked for quite a ways out.
They are. I was going to say reservations for weekends are definitely recommended. And by the way, you don't have to just drive there or walk over there. You can also dock your boat there. So if you live on Lake Delavan, you know, you can absolutely pull your boat up to the dock as well. So the Village Supper Club, again, open Wednesday through Friday. And for more, you can visit VillageSupperClubDelavan.com for those reservations. Check out the menu and more. And by the way, you did mention your people. You have a great staff there that really pays attention. Lovely, pleasant. We had such a great experience there a couple times that we've been there already, Alan.
Well, thanks, David. Just to correct what you said, we're open Wednesday through Sunday.
Sunday, yes.
Not Friday.
Yep. Yeah. Wednesday through Sunday, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I love your story. You have a beautiful place. Congratulations to you, and we'll see you up there soon.
Thanks, David. We'll say hi next time again.
Will do. Thanks, Alan.
Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, we are talking Wisconsin Supper Clubs on a special 90-minute edition of On the Map. Ishnala Supper Club is up in Lake Delton, just outside of the Dells. Bob Prosser is the man behind it all, and he joins us once again on the map. Hi, Bob.
Hello, Dave. I'm overlooking beautiful Mirror Lake right now.
Beautiful. And Ishnala, 71 years in the making, and there is such a long storied history. And I got to come out last year, meet you personally, and enjoy everything that is Ishnala. And really, you can be there for hours. Such a special place, isn't it?
It is. It's, you know, you don't want to be in a hurry. You want to take your time, enjoy the Norway Pines, the Mirror Lake, you know, all the nature that we have around us, and just take your time, have a couple of Ishnala brandy old fashions, and just relax. You know, have a good time. I mean, I have some prime spears. We have a really nice prime rib wrapped with asparagus and four cheeses as an appetizer.
Yeah.
And music seven nights a week out by the beach. So we're very fortunate. We have a gorgeous place, and we'll give you the best service you'll get anywhere.
You know, it's one of those places that really forces you to slow down. I mean, once you get there, you really do want to leave your phone in the car and just enjoy the entire experience.
A lot of times we have people, if we put them on a wait, they'll say, oh, it was too quick. So, you know, we want to sit on the deck or the bar a little bit longer because they were enjoying themselves. You don't even realize time passing. So it really is a great place just to chill out, relax, have a good time, and leave your phones. Yeah, none of our staff wears a phone. You won't see a staff member wearing a phone the entire thing, because our job is to give you 100% of our attention.
And we do.
The best service that you'll ever get.
Absolutely. By the way, a texter texted in 331. Hello, Dave. Is this a live show with you and Bob? Tell them we're live right now, right?
Yeah, we're live. It's really live. I'm alive. Let's go.
You know, so this place has been around forever. And talk a little bit about the history, just a little bit about the history.
Well, it was an Indian trading post in the late 1800s, and pioneer settlers put a trading post here in the 1800s, and then a family bought the property and built their dream home in in 1909. And then the Hoffman brothers, who had the Hoffman houses throughout the Midwest, they had a chain of restaurants, they bought this in 53 and added the decks and the bars and dining room as you see it today. So the physical structure hasn't changed a bit. We've tried to keep it like it is forever because it's history, and people have been coming here for years. Oh, my grandma brought me, my mom, and now I'm bringing our kids. I mean, it's just, it's a destination place. We are so fortunate that people love it, have a great time, and just want to keep coming back.
And just to explain your passion, you know, it's 71 years for the restaurant, but 51 years where this busboy was working there, and it was you, and you worked your way up to the top.
I started as a busboy in Wausau, Wisconsin, for the Hoffman brothers that owned Ishmael, and I worked at 8 of their restaurants, just traveling around, helping out wherever they needed. I just love it. I went to college to get a business degree, and this was my passion. I wanted to stay in the business, and I love to be able to take care of people. I'm here most nights. I have great staff, great management. I get to talk to the people more now because I don't have to run the floor as much as I used to. But it's I've been very fortunate throughout my life that I found something that I'm pretty good at and I just really, really enjoy. I mean, it's who wouldn't want to make people happy?
I want to talk about the high marks you always get for your mouthwatering steaks, amazing selection of seafood. You know, let's talk about the food.
Well, first of all, our number one seller is filet. Filet and fried shrimp is our number one seller because it's a good combination. Everybody likes a filet. Or if you want to get a nice, hearty, beefy steak, huh? The 24-ounce ribeye, that's my favorite, actually, is the ribeye and the fried shrimp or the butterfly prawns. Those are our top sellers. People enjoy them so much. Or if you just want all seafood, we have a seafood platter that has lobster, scallops, shrimp, and salmon, all broiled, nothing fried on that. Of course, we have lobster tails and salmon, North Atlantic salmon, that's freshly flown in for us a couple times a week. It's, you know, ribs, duck. I mean, I'm telling you what, we don't have a big menu, and it's been the same menu pretty much for 71 years. I mean, we had steak, seafood, shrimp, lobster tails, ribs, and duck 71 years ago. And we use the same recipes that the Hoffman brothers used 71 years ago, because if it's not broke, why change or fix it?
Well, you got ribs, you got your roast Wisconsin duck. You say the menu's limited, but it really has something for everyone.
Yeah, we got chicken, we have pork chop, we have rack of lamb, which is phenomenal. My son talked me into that about 7 years ago. He said, Dad, we got to put rack of lamb on the menu. I said, nobody's going to buy rack of lamb. Come on. Well, it's a pretty good seller. It's delicious.
That's
really the only thing we've added that I was talked into, 7 years ago. Beef medallions, prime rib. Of course, we have prime rib 7 nights a week, and we will not run out because we can't.
I mean, if
you're on a two-hour wait, and then you get to the table and say, oh, we're out of prime, how happy would you be with me? So we will not run out of prime rib. I tell my chef, we will not run out of prime rib. Make sure of it. So,
well, I'll tell you, when I came in there with my girlfriend and our kids, I mean, we walked around the property, enjoyed that, grabbed an old-fashioned. We enjoyed some appetizers at the bar, and then we went to your gift shop, which is fabulous, which we'll talk about. But the whole experience itself, it flew by. I know people say, oh, there's a little bit of a way. It flew by because there's so much beauty and so much to do. And talk about all the different bars, all the different places that you can check out, just the beauty of the nature of the property and the lake itself.
Well, one of the cool things is if you're on a wait, you know, you're not going to notice it because we have 4 bars that all overlook Mirror Lake. We have 3 decks. We have a beach area. We have a gift shop. There's state park wraps around us, so there's trails they can go on because the pagers will, you know, work on the trails. So, and it's just, it's a state park that is beautiful. They take care of it so well. You just look out. I'm looking right now, staring at a white pine that's about 100 foot tall right outside of our our bar.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just, it's cool. I mean, I'm gonna go stand on the roof right now. I'm on the roof of Ishnal right now, standing. I have the best view of the lake.
Yep.
And it's just so cool. And people in the bar are probably looking at me thinking, look at that crazy guy. But, yeah. I'm up here on the roof right now. It's just cool. I'm looking around. Oh, my goodness.
Well,
how lucky am I?
And this is the Ishnala Supper Club on Mirror Lake. Leave your phone in the car. Unplug. Talk to each other. Enjoy the nature around you. And have an amazing meal and some great cocktails. And for more information, visit ishnala.com. Bob, always, always a pleasure talking to you. Always a great convo. And I'll see you up there this summer.
Hey, thank you so much, and thanks for supporting Ishnala Supper Club, where the only thing we overlook is Mirror Lake.
Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
Right now, about an hour to the east in Racine, Wisconsin, is the Hobnob. Established in 1954, the Hobnob is the epitome of the classic Wisconsin supper club. Sean Script is the COO of the Hobnob and joins us on the map. Hi, Sean. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am great. You know, it turned 70 this year, 1954, and there's a lot of history here.
Yeah, so with Hobnob, been around for 70 years. We are actually celebrating that on the 12th of the month.
Mm-hmm.
So the 12th of August, we'll be celebrating our 70 years. Has had three owners during that time.
Let's talk a little bit about the menu and what are some of the highlights about the Hobnob.
So some of the highlights, you know, all of our meats are choice or prime meats. They are all locally sourced. All of our seafood is locally sourced. And right now, we have a lot of on-premise wine that you can only get on-premise that's not found at all off-premise. Right now, 80% of our wines are actually on-premise wines and not off-premise.
And then you've got a wonderful seafood selection as well.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We do have a new seasonal menu right now, and we do have garlic shrimp prongs on there also. That's a very unique, locally sourced item that has been a really good seller for us and is a great quality.
And you've got other specialties of the house, too. Chicken Oscar, duck, Wiener Schnitzel, baby back ribs, lamb shank, cannelloni. You've got some classics on this list as well. And, of course, you can't go to the Hobnob without having a great cocktail.
Yeah, we do have some very special cocktails right now on our seasonal. We have the electric lemonade and the Strawberry Delight, which have been two really big sellers for us. We also have a jalapeno margarita that has been a very huge seller for us this summer.
You know what's funny is the ice cream drinks, which are kind of a classic at the Supper Club. The Brandy Alexander, Brandy Ice, are in the Grasshopper, are all classics. But you guys also have some other ones as well. There's a Chocolate Grasshopper, Banana Banshee, a Pink Squirrel, which is also very retro and very vintage.
Yes, yeah, we actually sell quite a bit of the Pink Squirrels.
Very, very cool. You know, you have a beautiful bar overlooking Lake Michigan, and I think, you know, you really don't know. Like, I've gone there at night in the wintertime and forget the lake is right there. But, you know, you have some of the most truly fabulous views, and those are the big star of the show, really.
Yes, most definitely. And then you can also sit out on the patio and see that view even better and enjoy some cocktails.
And you got some live music on the weekends as well.
Yes, we do have live music on the weekends. We've also been doing it on special occasions. So we just did a customer appreciation day recently, and we did it on that day. We'll also be doing it for our anniversary that we're celebrating on the 13th of August.
Very cool. Visit thehobnob.com for hours, menus, reservations, and more. Sean, thank you, and we'll be back up there to see you soon.
All right, thank you.
All right, and just a little bit west is the Duck Inn. It's been around for almost 100 years in Delavan, Wisconsin, and the proprietor, Jeff Karbosch, joins us on the map to share the storied history of one of southern Wisconsin's most famous throwbacks in time. Jeff, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Dave?
I am great. I am great. You know it's one of my favorites up there, especially in the summertime. Talk to folks a little bit about the history of the Duck Inn.
Oh, the Duck Inn goes way back. A family called the Bloomquist purchased the property back in the 20s, and they were Swedish. And by Lake Lorraine was a Swedish summer retreat for a lot of people. And they opened it up with just a little bar, dining hall,
and they had little one-room cottages out here.
Okay.
Three or four of them. And then as Prohibition hit, they moved on, and it was a couple other owners, Dingler, Carlson, Niles, Freddie Adams, Jorgelis, and then I purchased the place in 1994.
I know, 30 years. History. It's your 30th anniversary this year, you and your wife for that. That's great. Yeah. That's great. Now, you know, when you did buy it, you said it sat in the 80s. You said it kind of sat unused until you bought it. It was a money pit. You'd really try to figure things out. But it is absolutely a gem on the corner of County A, Highway 89 in the township of Richmond, city of Delavan. And, you know, I mean, your weekends, you are packed. And the food, I will tell you, you never know what you're going to get when you go to a supper club. I mean, this is the best of some of the steakhouses here in Chicago.
Well, thank you. Our food is excellent. We, obviously, being the Duck Inn, we specialize in duck. We sell a ton of different duck dishes. We do a roasted half duck with your choice of sauce, cherry jubilee, mushroom, a la orange. We also have a roasted half duck with an apple brandy glaze sauce served on spezzo. We have a cashew duck breast that's sauteed, served on a basmati rice with an apricot drizzle. All the steaks are USDA choice steer tenders. The seafood's out of this world. Friday night fish fry, obviously, that you know, Dave. You've been here plenty of times for Friday fish fry.
I have. I was going to say, you know, I love it. And, you know, and I would say the fish fry is absolutely a big feature there, you know. And I'm also seated with my old-fashioned. I do whiskey, not brandy, so a little off the Wisconsin mark on that. And I always order a couple of relish trays, you know, the veggies, the dip, the cherry peppers. That, you know, so reasonable. It's such a throwback, not only at the table, but in price as well. And your onion rings are always an appetizer. And I will say, on Fridays when I get that fish fry, I love ordering a side of the asparagus, too, because a lot of your stuff is made on local farms up there, too.
Yes, the asparagus we get in the spring. Unfortunately, now the season is over. But we have a lady right down probably about a mile from us that grows it and harvests it, and she brings the fresh asparagus in. Also, that's Johnson Road. Also on that road, we have Pin Oak Lamb, and they raise and butcher their own lamb. We have that on the menu. There's lamb chops. Easter, Mother's Day, we'll be running a leg of lamb, which is always wonderful. But yes, we try to keep local. Another one there that I want to throw a shout out to is Rushing Waters Trout Farm. Just up in Palmyra, which is real close to us. And we do their rainbow trout, almondine. We do a lightly Parmesan-breaded, pan-fried, and then served with toasted almonds on top.
Very, very cool. Very, very cool. And, of course, that's the menu, but the old fashions, you have an amazing bar. One of the biggest bars, I think, in southern Wisconsin. Your Brandy Alexander's and Grasshoppers are a tradition to have for dessert there, for sure.
Yes, and plus, with the Alexanders and Grasshoppers, everybody knows about them. But within our ice cream drink selection, we also have a Drunk Monk, which is Frangelico, Bailey's, and Kahlua.
Ooh.
We have a Pink Squirrel, which is a creme de noia and creme de coco. We have a Golden Cadillac, which is Galliano creme de coco. We have a Banji, which is creme de banana and creme de coco. And as you know, with all the ice cream drinks, we stack them probably a good 6 inches above the glass height.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And what I think you're telling me, too, is I got to get beyond the Brandy Alexanders and Grasshoppers and try some of these other ones as well.
The trick is you want to go down the list and try them all.
Well, if you want to visit Jeff and his really wonderful team at the Duck Inn, visit duckindelavan.com for the menu, hours, and more. And always call ahead, put yourself on the list for seating as well. Jeff, always a pleasure, and you know I'll see you within the next couple of weeks.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dave.
We'll see you soon. Thank you, Jeff. All right, that is it for us as we wrap up our special 90-minute Wisconsin Supper Club edition of On the Map. Up next on the Dave Plyer Show, actress Julia Duffy with memories of Bob Newhart and her new role on Apple TV's Palm Royale. Chicago's own Matt Walsh from HBO's Veep on the I.O. Fest happening this weekend, and much more after the news next.